You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison's numbers in Parliament have dropped even further on the heels of losing his majority yesterday. This time it was Julia Banks who dropped a bombshell, revealing a move to the crossbench.
The Liberal Party has changed, largely due to the actions of the reactionary and regressive right wing who talk about and talk to themselves rather than listening to the people. To continue to put the people before the party and act in the nation's interest authentically and constructively, effective immediately, I will serve as a member of this House of Representatives as an independent representative.
Ms. Banks also told the House equal representation of men and women in Parliament is vital to create cultural change. It comes after Cabinet Minister Kelly O'Dwyer reportedly told colleagues the public perception of the Liberal Party is of homophobic, anti-women, climate change deniers. But during question time, Ms. O'Dwyer was more circumspect when pressed on her position by Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek.
I thank the member for her question, and I would very much encourage her to read the Women's Economic Security Statement, which will
members
be
on my left
to tell her more about what we are doing for Australian women.
Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says given the day's developments, the Morrison camp has little to be confident about.
Now, the biggest contribution that Scott Morrison has made since becoming Prime Minister is having two less Liberal MPs, not having the members for Wentworth and now Chisholm in the government party room. People are more entitled to ask than ever before, why is Malcolm Turnbull no longer the Prime Minister of Australia? Why is this man here?
Opposition Leader Bill Shorten also questions Scott Morrison's leadership.
Given that his minority government is consumed by division, dysfunction and chaos, was it a mistake for the current Prime Minister to replace Malcolm Turnbull? And again today I ask, why isn't Malcolm Turnbull still the Prime Minister of Australia?
Mr. Morrison says he stands by his position and his government.
Our government's getting on with the job, Mr. Speaker. Since we were last here in this place, our government has been getting on with the job.
Talking up his positive fiscal performance, Mr. Morrison announced the 2019 federal budget will be handed down a month early to allow for an election in May. He says his government will deliver a surplus in the April 2nd budget papers.
As I announced earlier today, our government will hand down a budget next year and it will be a surplus, Mr. Speaker. It will be a surplus and it will be the first surplus budget since the coalition was last in government, Mr. Speaker.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the next election will highlight the stark contrast between Liberal and Labor economic policy.
A contrast between a coalition government, which is growing the economy and has an economic plan that is working and is for the future, and the Labor Party, who wrongly believe you can tax yourself to prosperity. $200 billion of new taxes on everything from your income and your business to your hard-earned savings and to your home.
But Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says he's more than prepared to take the government on over economic policy.
I really encourage him to keep going. I mean, we've had the courage to put out our policies in relation to the budget way in advance of an election to get a mandate to do big and important things. We went to the last election with our negative gearing policy. We'll go to this election with negative gearing and dividend imputation and fundability in particular, as well as others. We will argue the case right up till election day because our policies are fair, they're well crafted, and they're the best plans for the budget and for the future.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.